It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Good evening and welcome to Oskaloosa, Iowa, where tonight it's Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's Postseason Basketball Tournament Round 1, Benedictine at William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studios. We are getting underway early as the ball goes up, and the tip is away. A quick running shot by Penn is up, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. A look at the starters for William Penn coming into the game at a remarkable 25-3. They are 21-1 in the conference, and Penn is starting. James Pennington, a 6'3 senior. Daniel Autry, a 6'4 junior. Here's a shot up by the Ravens. No good. Rebound tipped out. BC controls it down. Driving in is going to be Ahmad. Dumps it down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds to the Ravens. Daniel Autry out of Detroit, a 6'4 junior. St. Louis, Missouri junior, 6'1. Chance Caruso. Out of Philadelphia, Munir Newton. He's a 6'5 sophomore and 6'4 junior. CJ Washington. He's out of Houston, and the Ravens are going to have the ball and get away down to the baseline, and we're going to get an offensive foul called against BC. The foul is going to be on Benedictine's Tyson Caffey, and it'll be his first for the Ravens. It's the vibe you've grown to know here this season with freshman Sam Undershick, 6 foot tall out of Blue Valley West High School. Also for Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's a junior, 6'2". Little reverse layup is up, no good. Rebounding it down comes Benedictine. Also up the floor for the Ravens, it's going to be Jaden Timmy, the 6'6", senior from Creighton Prep in Omaha. On the right side, Braden Belt from Andover Central High School. He's a 6'1", junior. And as we mentioned, Tyson Cassidy from Liberty North High School, a senior at 6'6". Raymond shot up from the baseline, left no good. And we're a minute plus into the ball game with still no score. Driving down, the ball's going to be stripped away, knocked out of bounds. And it is going to be... Officials are trying to decide it's going to be Penn basketball. Great to have you with us, everybody. And how about this? Joseph, coaches are circling the wagons early. The value of this game, immense. And we're going to get our first timeout. Taking a break. 18:47 to go on the opening quarter. We're scoreless in Iowa.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back to the Penn Gym here on the campus of William Penn. We're just underway coming out of the timeout. The feed is going to go over to the left block. Pass into the middle. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Braden Bell. It'll come back to Penn at their offensive baseline with 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. 18:35 to play in a scoreless opening half. Winner of this one moves on. Loser of this one will end the regular season, and we'll see how it goes. Driving into the middle with three. The shot goes up, and the finger roll is good. The bucket is going to be good by Washington. And Penn jumps in on top, 2-0. Ravens are going to have the ball knocked out of bounds, dead at the baseline. We're at 18:13 to go here in the opening half on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. 6:02 always reminds me to do that. Here's a drive over to the right side. BC with the basketball. Timmy feeds it underneath to Tyson. Kathy backing in, dumps it out over to the right side. Driving into the baseline. The shot is going to go off the window. And there's not a goal. 10 rebound. Tipped up twice. Tyson keeps tipping. Can't get it. Gets it out to Timmy. He falls. Can't get it. Rebound. Pulled down by Penn. And Kathy with a huge collision. No foul. And grimaces across the face of James Pennington and head coach John Henry has had a collision occurs right in front of the Penn bench, and Henry is having an ear of the official standing in front of him. He's going to have one ear. 17:50 to go in the opening half, still the 2-0 Penn lead. They request the shot clock be reset to 20, and Benedictson will be putting it in play right in front of the Penn bench. And now, Coach Henry walks all the way to the baseline to lecture the official down at the bottom. Here's a kick over to the left. Ahmad launching a rainbow three air ball way off the mark and rebounding it down. Here comes Pitt. They're running down the court, kicking it down the left side, working into the middle. It's going to be James Caruso. Brings it off on top. 17-foot shot straight away is up. No good. Way upstairs, Ahmad for the board. Benedictine bringing it back up the court. Ravens are 2.5 minutes into the game, still looking for the first points, and they're going to get them right there off the hand of Ahmad Lewis. It is a 2-2 ball game. It's 17-17 to go in the opening half. Penn bringing it back down the court. We'll swing it over to the right side. Drive into the lane. Fish it over to the left side. A baseline set shot. Three is up and in from the perimeter. C.J. Washington knock it down to three. He's got all of his team's points. It is 5-2, Statesman. We go inside 17 to play here in this first half. Driving down. Ungashik shakes, turns, shoots, gets two. How about Sam Ungashik? Today, the Heart of America Athletic Conference announced its postseason awards, all conference teams, award winners, and Benedictine's Sam Ungashik was named the Conference Freshman of the Year. So, congratulations to Sam. Congratulations to the coaching staff who was able to bring in a quality young man like that. Good guy, great athlete, falling away, 17-foot shot up, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Timmy coming up with the board. Here comes BC. Outlet to the left side to Kathy, back out on top to Sam. 16:16 to go in the opening half. Ravens are going to feed in the middle. Tyson goes in and up, gets fouled on the floor. Wave off the shot. The whistle's going to be on Malik Edwards. Should be his first team foul one for Penn. And we're going to get the first substitution of the ballgame in for the Statesmen. Also the first substitution of the game coming in for Benedictine. Joella Dise is going to come into the game. Ungership will bring it in. Out on top, Joel will handle it. Kicks it over to Jaden Timmy. Jaden way up top side between the circles. First to the left, then to the right, down the side of the lane. Twist, turns, dumps it back off on top, and it's going to be batted free. Saved out on top by Belt. Shot clock today. Belt will bring it to the top. Back away with six. Mishandle the ball. Pulls up. That's a long three. Rims out. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Penn. Up in the bounce. Well, it's going to be Munir Newton. He'll dump it over to the right side. They'll take it into the baseline. 15:47 to go in the opening half. And now the ball loose on the floor. Penn's going to pick it up. Adise knocks it away, and it's going to get away out of bounds. It is a 5-4 William Penn lead in this matchup between the number 1 and number 8 teams in the conference in the first round of the postseason tournament. Men's college basketball on Care Radio. So happy to be bringing it to you. Penn will have the ball over to the right side. Lob it off on top. Malik Edwards working in front of Ahmad. Back over to the left side is going to be Chance Caruso. Little right-hand dribble. Works his way around to the outside. Here's a three-set sail by Munir. Way off the mark. Rebound, Ahmad Lewis. He works it up the floor and takes it down the left side in front of the scorer's table. 15:20 to go in the opening half. A low-scoring game, very un-Penn-like, and exactly what Benedictine wants. The three, Belt, no. Rebound, pulled down by Penn and Munir Newton. Penn will drive down. Bunny hops all over the place. The ball's on the floor. Pink back up by Penn. The shot is up and no good. They're going to call a foul against BC. The whistle is going to be on Jaden Timmy. It'll be his first, Benedict and second team foul of the game. And Penn getting ready to rotate more new players into the game as we're going to see Daniel Rosenberg check in. Rosenberg is a 6'6 freshman from Minnesota. But at the line right now is Munir Newton. His front free throw is up very short. The rim is 15 feet away. The shot was about 13 and a half. Newton will have one more shot coming up. Benedictine is going to make twin substitutions. Entering the lineup for Coach Moody, Anthony Hall, and Bryson LaRue. Wait a minute. Also, Preston Reynolds. So the Ravens are going to make three substitutions. Staying in the game for the Ravens, Ahmad Lewis and Joel Adise. Unfortunately, no streaming stats here tonight. The technology of Penn apparently does not allow for that, and we're down 5 minutes into the game. Ravens trail by one and come up court with the basketball on two missed free throws by Munir Newton. Here comes BC. Ahmad down the left side. Turns to the right, goes back to the left, brings it back out on top. Working it up high is going to be Anthony Hall. Dumps it over to the right side, puts it there in the hands of Bryson LaRue. Top side is going to go to Ahmad. Lewis works his way to the left side with six on the shot clock. Rainbow three, got it! Ahmad Lewis, it dropped through the bottom, and Benedictine is in front at 7-5. Here's a shot for the right side for Penn. Way too strong, and Adise, for some reason, was appalled by the ball coming right at him. Turned his shoulder and turned his head away from the ball. And then as it comes down to a Penn player, he realizes his error, reached in and commits a foul. Adise, foul number one, Benedictine, team foul three. And back to the free throw line, Munir Newton. Munir, 0-for-2 tonight, looking for his first point of the ball game. Ravens leading at 7-5 at the 14-26 mark of the first half. The initial free throw, he'll get that one. Newton is now 1-of-3 at the line tonight and has his team within a point and a chance to tie it with his second shot. Long look at it. Munir gets them both. So Newton, after missing two, hits two and ties the game at 7. New substitution coming into the game for William Penn. And that is going to be DJ Purnell. DJ Purnell, a 6'6 sophomore from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not Kansas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Braves are going to miss their shot quickly. Penn back up the floor. This is what they want to do. They want to run, drive, shoot. There's a little backhand layup. Missed badly. Penn wants to run, gun, and have fun, and Benedictine's defense is absolutely stifling them. At 13:55 to go in the first half, it's a tie game at 7. Kind of score that BC would like to have. Went low scoring, went defensive mindedness. Now here in the middle, a shot is going to go up, and we're going to have a traveling violation against Preston Reynolds. Preston had driven into the lane, about a step inside that free throw line, stopped, gave a couple of head fakes, couldn't shake his defender. Ultimately, with that movement, travels with the basketball, and Penn comes back down with it. Swinging it down the left side off the old picket fence. Here's a running shot off the window, but it's no good. Rebound. Adise gets upstairs, then has it stripped out of his hands. It'll be BC basketball. Joel complaining vehemently to the official of the baseline that he was fouled, showing him where he was slapped across the hand. The official just says, guys, put the ball in play at the baseline. Ahmad Lewis is going to get his first rush of the evening and into the lineup for the Ravens. Back in. This is going to come Sam Ungership. It is a 7-7 ball game, 13:25 to play in the opening half. Nice crowd, not SRO, not hanging from the rafters, but a good crowd. BC with it, they'll feed underneath. Adise backing in, twisting, turning, falling away, misses that shot. Way off the mark, rebound. Comes Penn, and then good defense in the backcourt by Reynolds. Penn will travel with the basketball. Four Raven defenders have gone down the court. Preston had kind of laid back a little bit, got in front of the ball handler, made him do a little stutter step. He was, I think, surprised and shocked to see him. And travels with the ball. Ravens are going to make a substitution, and then Coach Moody says, you know what, with all these guys that are different from the starting lineup out on the floor, we're going to take a timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page. Joseph, I think a timeout's in order for us. 13:13 to go in the opening half, then Oscar to Iowa. Benedictine, 7. William Penn, 7.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa. They are? Okay, I'm going to have to figure out where they're at. Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, everybody. Tom Kelce with the courtside. And Joseph, our producer engineer. Back in the K Radio Sports Studio. The ball's going to be pretty plain with the Ravens at the offensive baseline. They'll bring it in underneath, a little reverse layup, it's up and in! Preston Reynolds puts Benedictine back in front, 9-7. And we've got 13:05 to go in the opening half. Going to see if we can find stats off the Penn website, maybe. Back up top side with it is going to be Chance Caruso. He'll launch a shot off the mark, rebounding it down, Benedictine and Ungashik. Sam, down the floor. And into the forecourt, he'll come, changing hands with the dribble at 12:45 to go in the half. BC by two. Little crossover pass left side. Here's your three. Bryson, no. Rebound slapped down on top. Ravens are going to recover it. Ungashik will handle it down. Topside, it'll go to Preston. He'll shake. Bait goes in, lays it up, scores two more. Preston Reynolds, the 6 foot, 5 inch freshman guard for the Ravens, puts BC in front, 11-7. We'll hope that is a lucky number for the Ravens tonight. 12:20 to play in the opening half. Over to the left side for Penn is going to be Danny Autry. His pass to the left block. Gets it down low. There is going to be Purnell. Now the ball is batted away. Ravens are going to steal it away. And another great play by Preston. Reynolds will come up with a basketball. 12 minutes to go in the opening half. Every minute, Benedictine stays close, keeps the lead. It's a minute that frustrates William Penn. Around to the right side with it for the Ravens is Bryson. Beat over to the baseline left. Ungashik, three. Gets it! Sam Ungashik has five. It's a 14-7 Benedictine lead at 11:45 to go in the opening half. Pin down, dropping a shoulder, pushing, leaning, shoving, putting the shot up, no good. Ungashik with a rebound. Benedictine up the floor. Left side belt, running three, in and out, no. Rebound tipped around, is on the floor, saved by Happy. Over to Sam, on the floor once, launches a three, gets fouled. He's coming to the line for three, and that was an ill-advised, badly timed, and way too late appearance by Javen Brown for Penn, picking up his first foul of the game. That's got Coach Henry agitated on his feet. I think the dander's up, and he's going to take a timeout. And you can imagine there's going to be a serious conversation in that huddle. We're taking a break, Joseph, at 11:24 to go. We're in the opening half. It's Benedictine, 14, William Penn, 7.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back to the Penn Gym. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Our good friend Wade down here promises me the stats are working, but that is an inaccurate statement. Our SID at home, Josh, he would have this up and going. Here's a shot up. Will not go in for Ungashik. He's going to have two more. Josh Pound, SID at Benedictine, does a great job keeping us up to speed with the things going on, keeping everything in order, the pencils sharp, everything buttoned together and working. We appreciate all the things he does for us all year long. Second free throw for Sam fails also. Ungashik missing his first two. He had a chance to give the Ravens a double-digit lead. Takes a deep breath, big sigh, the shoulders go down, and his third free throw is perfect. Ungershick with six. It is now 15-7, Benedictine by eight. At 11:20 to go in the first half, pin up the floor with it, Malik Edwards back into the game. Malik guarded by Sam. He'll accelerate down the left side, feeds into the middle. The big man is up and in, and there's the guy that you've been waiting to see come into the game, and that's big old Eddie Daly. Eddie did not start today, much to my surprise. Eddie is a large guy out on the floor, 6 foot 11 inch grad student. And on the rim, a shot missing. The shot from the other end for three is good, and that's as quickly as Penn can get back in this. 5 points in about 12 seconds. The three-point shot by C.J. Washington. It is his second three. He's got eight. And that Raven lead suddenly has slipped down to three. 15-12 Ravens. 10.5 to go in the first half. Here's Ahmad with it. He looks all the way to the left side. Back into the lane. Bounce it off on top, Sam. Penn in his player D. Sam goes right side. Ahmad into the corner. Belt has the defender way off his feet. Tricked him badly, and the shot goes up, and we're going to have a shot clock violation. Didn't see it, couldn't hear it. And so Benedictine, leading only by three, fails in an opportunity to get a shot underway. Back up with the basketball will come the Statesman. William Penn, number eight in the nation at 25-3. Number one in the conference at 21-1. And down the floor they come. Here's a three from the left side. Drains it. Malik Edwards ties the game at 15. And it is an 8-0 run for Penn. And we have 10 minutes to play. Joseph, you can expect our media timeout shortly. Here's Ungershick with the ball. It's going to be stolen away from him. Sam turns it over. Penn coming up with it. He'll get it to Daly. And back up's going to come to Malik Edwards. Edwards takes it over to the left side. Pushes it off on top. The kick to the right to Rodrigo Soares, who's in the game. A running 15-footer off the glass, missing in the rebound, BC. Ungershook will bring it down, and for the Ravens, control basketball. Don't let Penn dictate the tempo. Here's a driving shot up by Ahmad, missed, followed up by Tyson Cathy, missing a bunny, and with 9:20 to go in that, Penn will go to the other end. Driving shot, it's up, it's in, count it, plus one, and Penn has the momentum in Benedictine. Now you get Tyson Cathy rolling his head back, looking at the rafters. Not the kind of body language you want to see out on the court. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, 9:13 to get in the first half. Penn 17, Benedictine 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's reset the stage as the Ravens execute the timeout. And I don't know if this is, I think, a Raven timeout, which maybe means there's a media to follow, Joseph, so we'll have an awareness of that. William Penn right now is on a, 10-0 tear. And coming to the free throw line with a chance to make that 11. C.J. Washington has been the man of the hour. He's got 10 of his team's 17 points. And the Ravens, who led a moment ago by eight and had a chance to go up by 10, are now trailing by two. At the free throw line, C.J. Washington. By the way, the foul a moment ago is the second of the ballgame by Tyson Cathy. Free throw is perfect, and C.J. has 11. It is now 18-15 Penn. And we're down as the Ravens come into the forecourt to 9 minutes to play in the opening half. And also, with the magic that is electronics and the internet, the stats are up. Here's a driving shot to the left side. Good for Benedictine. And the first points of the game for Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy also getting honored by the conference today as he is on the all-conference team. The shot misses, but the follow is going to be up and good for Penn. Munir Newton, and he's got four. It is 20-17 Penn at 8.5 to play here in the first half. And again, relatively low score. Benedictine wants to keep it that way. The kick to the left. Ahmad alone. His defender flies by him. Ahmad launches and scores a three. Second three of the game by Ahmad, and he's got eight. We're tied at 20. 8:10 to go in the opening half. The ball up top side with Malik Edwards. Malik being guarded by Joel Adise. Kind of a mismatch. Baseline three from the right side is up and good. And Malik Edwards. No. Let me think that. That was not Malik. I believe that was going to be James Pennington. It is Pennington gets that three. 23-20 pin. Here's Timmy. Gets a three to tie it again. These two teams right now just trading punches. 23-23. It's 7:40 to go in the half. Now Benedictine coming up with a steal. 2-on-1 break. Ungashik kicks it back. Timmy gets underneath. Puts it up in. I'm giving an assist to Ungashik, and the Ravens go back in front. It's 25-23, Benedictine, 7:20 to go, opening half. Three for the baseline left, no. Rebound tipped out. Ahmad Lewis comes down with it, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens to the left side, down to the baseline for Belt. Looking for the three, hitting the three, his first bucket tonight. Braden Belt missed his first three, but a shooter will keep shooting. And he knocks that one down, and the Ravens go up now 28-23. Benedictine back up five. It's been a game of runs. Here's a running shot to the baseline. Malik Edwards with two. 28-25. 6:48 to go in the first half. The assistant coaches all on their feet, all four, five, or six of them for Penn. Yelling instructions to the players who frankly probably hear none of it. Here's a feed left. Belt will go for three. That one is way wide to the right side to the delight of the fans here tonight. Penn coming back up the floor with it. They're down by three. Thompson is going to be Pennington. He'll cross over, get it to the free throw line. Wants to pull up. Does send the 13-footer off the mark. No good. We're going to get a foul. There's a flop down in the far left corner, and this foul is going to be on Sam Ungashik. A player completely awake in the action down at the baseline left flops to the floor hoping to draw the foul, but the official who's paying attention to the ball top side called the foul up there. Ungashik will have one, and at the line, James Pennington. Pennington's free throw, no. Benedictine bringing in Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue into the game. Hall a 6'5", a freshman from Park Hill South. LaRue, the 6'2 freshman from Lee Summit High School. And yeah, out of the four for Benedictine, you've got freshman, freshman, senior, senior, junior. One more shot coming up for Pennington. The gym grows quiet. The shot goes in. He's got four. The Raven lead trimmed to a pair. 28-26. We're 6:10 to go in the opening half. Is BC into the forecourt with Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad dribbles behind the back, goes into the lane, jammed up there, comes out on top to Timmy, over to the right side, it goes to Anthony. Hall works his way to the baseline, dumps it over on the edge, shot clock's at nine. Here's LaRue. Ahmad, looking three. Hitting three, Ahmad Lewis! His third three! 11 points, Ahmad! 31-26, Ravens. We're at the 5:40 mark of the opening half. A running three from top stairs, way off, no, rebound on the floor. Adise, able to save it in, an athletic play by Joel Adise, right in front of the Raven bench, and Ahmad will bring it up the floor. Ahmad playing the game right now at the one. Ravens fine, fine with a basketball. 5:20 to play, first half. Benedictine on the road here in game one of the tournament. Here's a three, Lewis coming up short, pulled down by Adise. BC will maintain the offense. Underneath, Joel scores it! Adise for two! And we got a Penn player crumpled on the floor. Getting in front of Joel Adise and then rolling back. A player for Penn is on the court. The trainers are out there, and they either need to move him or take a timeout, get the guys off the floor. But right now, you got a trainer down there, and they are just chilling time. 5:07 to play in the half. Coming to his feet is going to be Malik Edwards. Ravens will go back on defense. Malik comes over to the near side. seems like he's walking off okay. And here comes the William Penn offense. Chance Caruso is back in the game. Chance with no points, 0 for 5 shooting, and he's a very good shooter. You know that will not last. Eddie Daly has it on top. Goes to the little back door to Pennington. Cut off nicely by Timmy. Shot clock at 15. Pennington back on top. There's Brian Rios. Puts up a jumper. Rattles around and it rolls in. First bucket of the ball game for Brian Rios, the 6'3 junior from El Paso. 31-28 Benedictine. 4.5 to go in the half. Over to the right side is Ahmad. Back out on top. Baseline left. Timmy, 3. Gets it! Jaden Timmy! Buries one from the left side. He's got 7. 34-28, Ravens up 7. Back over to the right side is Eddie. Daly backing in. Power move scores it. And Benedictine has gone to the bench in that last timeout, and they have brought their big guy into the game, Hunter Schneider. It's 36-30. And we are at 4 minutes to go in the half. BC with the lead with the basketball. Feeds it to Timmy. Backs in. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor. No foul called. Take it away. Here comes Penn. Up the floor is Danny Autry. Dumps it over to the right side to Rios. Back out on top. They'll go to Autry. Around to the left side. All alone. It's a 3. In and out. No. Rebound. Pushed up and in. Now there was an athletic play underneath the rim by Chance Caruso. Caruso out of St. Louis, Missouri. A lot of Benedictine fans familiar with the Shawn High School. 36-32 Ravens with 3:20 left in the first half. Penn is getting ready to send Malik Edwards back into the game after he got bumped around a little bit. In the middle is Timmy. Backs in. Kicks it off on top. The drive into the lane. The left-handed shot. Off the rim once, twice, three times, and good! Pretty shot for Benedictine, and we have a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Moody with 3:09 to go in the half. We're in Oskaloosa, Iowa. We're the Benedictine Ravens 38, the William Penn Statesman 32.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Benedictine has 2 players already in double-digit scoring as Ahmad Lewis has 11 and Jaden Timmy has 10. BC hitting 15 to 32 from the floor, hitting a 47% clip, 7 to 17 from outside at 41%. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Pinned down court with it. Skip pass over to the right side, slapped away, lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to get it. Again, the quick hands of the conference freshman of the year, Sam Ungashik. Here comes BC. Sam, slowly up the floor, walking right up past Coach Moody. Now as he gets into the floor, court will accelerate over to the right side, takes it all the way to the elbow, now dribbles with the left hand, dumps it over to the left edge. Just outside the block, back into the game for the Ravens, is going to be Tyson Caffey. The feed across to the right, Preston, 3, won't get it. Tip, no. Ravens rebounded down, and Ungashik doesn't go straight back up like I thought he was. He brings it out topside instead. Tyson Caffey, back over to the left, it's going to be Hall, to Tyson, backs in, we're going to get Eddie, skyhook, no, but Eddie fouled him. Tyson had a low percentage shot with the 6'11" guy standing in front of him, but what he didn't have was a high percentage of drawing that foul, which is what he was able to do, Eddie's first foul of the night. At the line, Tyson Caffey, the senior, that one just about made it to the rim. One more shot coming up. Tyson Caffey continues to look for his first point of the game with 2:20 to play in the half. This one is on its way. He continues to look for the first point as that one misses badly. Rebounding it down. Pin. Here come the Statesmen. Left side. Dump baseline alone. It's 3. It's no good. Rebound over the top. And Pin is going to rescue it back out on top. They'll finish it over to the left side, outside the block, in the middle to Eddie Daly. He'll softly lay it up and in. Eddie with 4. 38-34. Benedictson with a minute 50 to go in the half. Ravens would really be, I think, very happy with a halftime advantage here on the road tonight. BC left side to Ungerschick. Sam works to the top, kicks it back over to the left. Preston off the left block against Tyson, and again he's wanting to back in. Again he's wanting to back in. This time he'll kick it out on top. The 30 is Anthony Hall. Anthony has five. 41-34 with a minute 25 to go in the half. 41 for Benedictine with a minute 20 to go in the half. Just think that number. Here's a running shot and an offensive foul on the other end. Tyson Caffey stood his ground. The pin player lays on the floor. Can't believe the terrible mistake he's just made. The offensive foul on the Statesman. It's going to be the first of the ball game by Chance Caruso. With a minute 18 to go in the half, then the Ravens leading it by 7. Again, they have an opportunity, the second time tonight, to take a double-digit lead. You've got Coach Henry on his feet screaming at the official across the way, pointing at the official across the way. He just fell off the Christmas card list. BC walks it up, Ungerschick across midcourt, goes right side belt. Braden skips it off underneath. Preston Reynolds, double pumps. The shot goes up, blocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to be putting it in again at the baseline. And coming back into the game, he was woozing when he walked off. Malik Edwards cradling his head in his hands. I thought maybe they would take a real serious look at him. They did not. And BC will bring it in play. Topside with it. Here's a shot. Off the window. No good. Rebound again. It's going to be pinned. Brian Rios comes up with a basketball. Up the floor comes Malik. He'll dump it to the right side in front of the BC bench. Back it'll come to Malik. He's had the hot hand. This three is off the mark. Rebound. Joel Adise. 45 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine will have a lead in the locker room. Right side, Ungerschick. Back out on top. It'll be Adise. Sam goes baseline, drives in, kisses it off the window and scores. Sam Ungerschick in his 43-34 Ravens. Shot clock's off. 25 seconds left in the half. Chance Caruso. Penn is looking for the last shot of the half. They have already understood. They already decided. They know they're going to trail at halftime. How many times has that happened this year? 10 seconds to go in the half. Down 9. Topside with it is going to be Caruso. Up top with him is Tony Hall. Back over to the right, they dump it to Malik. Malik will turn in traffic, shoot the three, way off the mark. It's halftime in Iowa. With a frustrated look and watch coach John Henry go to midcourt. He's going to chase the officials to the locker room. We'll watch him do that, and we'll be back. It's halftime in Iowa. We'll be back to summarize it for you. As they go to the break, Benedictine 43, William Penn 34.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Out of the floor. It's going to be entertaining to see. Again, surprising size crowd here tonight. Again, a lot of people, but not what you might think. Maybe, just maybe, some of them were looking forward to Saturday. We'll see. Recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Penn, in double figures, C.J. Washington has 11. It drops pretty dramatically then to 5 points and a half for Malik Edwards, Munir Newton, and James Pennington with 4 apiece. 6 also for Eddie Daly, and Chance Caruso, Brian Rios, each with 2. For Benedictine, How about Ahmad Lewis? 11 points in the first half, 4 of 7 shooting, including 3 of 5 from outside. Also for Benedict in the double figures, it's Jaden Timmy. He's got 10. 8 in the first half. Right on their heels is Sam Ungashick. For the Ravens, you'll find Anthony Hall contributing 5 off the bench, 4 for Preston Reynolds. Brandon Belt with 1 3-point shot, and Joel Adise gets the other 2. Fouls, not a really big issue for Benedictine. Tyson Caffey has 2. No other player has more than 1, and that's only 3 players with 1 foul. For William Penn, fouls, looking down the list here, yeah, just nothing. 1 apiece on 4 guys. There were very few called, and that's kind of what you're going to find when postseason basketball comes around. We're going to be back around. We're going to be here in the Penn Gym to bring you the second half of this one live. It is going to be an exciting second half. Let's see what the coaches cook up at the break. But right now, taken and a little bit of an intermission. Halftime in Iowa with a halftime score. William Penn, 43. Benedictine, 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Kid Radio Sports Studio with a postseason-worthy halftime.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you postseason basketball with the Benedictine Ravens on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Tom Couts has got the call. We'll be returning to this exciting game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we have games scheduled for Monday night. On Monday night, we have Marhill Mount Academies hosting Bishop Ward. It's going to be a girls game only. It'll be at 7 p.m. Monday night. Tuesday, on the schedule that we have written down already, we've got Marhill Mount Academy boys hosting Silver Lake at 7 p.m. Join us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for those games that I can guarantee you that we will have. We could be having a game coming up this Saturday, but I'm not going to mention anything too soon. We'll be back in just a moment.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look at women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, their games were primarily yesterday. Clark topped Evangel 92-82. Central Methodist 95 points over Baker's 34. Culver Stockton beat Grandview 61-52. And it was Mid-American Nazarene at 73 points over Missouri Valley's 61 in the women's games. That means this Friday the games are set for the women. It'll be Mid-American Nazarene versus Clark at 5:30 at the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa. It is a Heart of America tournament semifinal. Culver Stockton will be meeting up with Central Methodist ladies at 7 p.m. at the Heart Conference Tournament's semifinals, again at the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa. We'll be taking a look at the Soul Men's score in just a moment.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Taking a look at men's scores, we are the sole game going on at this time in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We have the men's team from Benedictine, the Ravens, leading William Penn Statesmen 43 points to William Penn's 34. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 11. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 19.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour with gusts to 15. Relative humidity is sitting at 64%. Barometric pressure is currently on the rise at 30.40 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature out there is currently 13 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, everybody. Good to have you with us. Joseph, producing and engineering and doing fantastic work in all of the facets of running this business. You don't even know what all he's doing back there in the studio. And it's all being done well. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Tom Kalski here, courtside. And it is, it is good to have you along with us here this evening. Teams are coming out on the court, and how about that? Benedict been warming up. They'll be going from left to right across your radio dial here in the second half. For Benedict, you got to imagine Coach Moody's telling the guys, okay, guys, you got to lead at halftime. Do not think that this thing is done. This Penn team is far too good. Be realistic here. 25-3 team, 21-1 in the conference. But you also got to know that you can win this game if you play smart and good and solid basketball. You've proven that the first half. You need one more half. 20 more minutes of that kind of play. For William Penn, you know that Coach Henry strolled into the locker room about 10 minutes after everybody else and looked around and said, okay, guys, let's go play in the second half. And he walked back out. I mean, that's about all I suspect that went on in that locker room. Now the assistant coaches probably had a little bit more to say, maybe honing in on some of the more fine points, but Penn comes in a very confident team. And, you know, when you're 25-3, you could be confident, and you're home. But the Ravens have played very good basketball. They are ready to go. Well, Coach, this is going to be a thrilling second half. Looking forward to sharing it with you. Talk about sharing with you. We're going to be sharing high school sub-state basketball with you. That's all going to start next week. We'll be talking about that upcoming K-Radio sports schedule. Let it just suffice to say, if there are games, you're going to be hearing it right here. So be ready for those. First, by the way, the first round games in Class 3A, we'll have MHMA, boys and girls, to start things next week. And then probably be focusing at the Horton sub-state. But again, everything very fluid, all subject to change at a moment, depending on who is playing where and when and with whom. So, that said, going to be a little bit of a different look for Penn coming out to begin the second half. You're going to get Eddie starting the second half. 6'11" Eddie Daly is going to start. You're going to have Malik Edwards out there. We also got Munir Newton coming onto the floor. I'm seeing Chance Caruso, the last guy out, being really lectured by one of his coaches, and rounding out is going to be James Pennington. For Benedictine, it'll be the starting five. Sam Ungership taking the inbound play from Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Tyson Caffey, and Braden Bell. We're underway in the second half. Welcome back. BC with the basketball, and Ungership will have it on the right side in front of the bench. Kicks it out on top to Braden. Bell goes right side, Sam. Sam guarded in the player defense by Chance Caruso. Gets it to Timmy. He'll have it stripped out of his hands, able to go back and pick it up. Shot clock is down to 7. Braden Bell will knife into the lane. Head fake, puts a shot up, and knocks it in! Braden Bell shooting over the hands. 6'11" Eddie Daly. And a bucket is good by Braden. He's got 5. It is 45-34. Benedictine. And now the shot goes up and misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. 19:20 to go in the game. Ravens lead by 11. The feed over to the left side to Ahmad. Lewis comes to the top, kicks it out to Braden. Belt swings it from side to side in front of James Pennington. Now he's going to dribble out of trouble. Shot clock's at 8. Braden goes left, cuts back in, dumps on top, ties it, Kathy! Can't hit the three. He hasn't scored yet tonight. Muneer Newton will rebound it down. The drive into the lane, off the balance shot, goes up in a very, very slow whistle. The official's going to go in, and they're going to call that foul on Jade and Timmy. Jade will pick up his second of the night. It'll be the first foul of the second half by the Ravens. Here, Newton, he missed his first two tonight. Then he hit his second of two. He's got 4 points, and he'll miss that one. When Muneer misses, he misses badly. When he hits him, he looks like Jerry West. And if you don't know who that is, ask your parents. They can tell you. Second free throw. Nice. Gets that one. 5 points for Muneer. Benedictine by 10. It is 45-35. I think it's right. 18 and a half to go in the game. Benedictine by 10. Topside is going to be Tyson. Kathy needing some help. Kicks it over to the right to Braden. Bell just looking into the middle. Shot clock goes to 10. Bell comes way out on top. Swings back to the right side. Now drives down the left side of the lane. Loses the handle. Picked up by Ahmad. He'll put up a desperation three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Eddie Daly. Here comes Penn. Last thing you want to see them start running the ball and going up in transition. And the Ravens are going to reach in and commit a foul. So Benedict, in an attempt to slow down the transition, Ungershik will have his second foul of the game. Benedictine will have team foul two in the second half already. We are not quite 2 minutes in. It'll come into Eddie Daly up top side. Over to the left edge is going to be Muneer Newton. The ball stripped out of play, and now it's on the floor, and it's rolling around, and players all over jumping on the ball, and they're going to give Penn a timeout. Kind of surprised that they felt that he had control enough, but, you know, we've seen officials give timeouts to teams maybe without great control of the basketball before. It'll happen, and it happens here tonight. Coach Moody with the stare down the floor. He doesn't like it like a lot of coaches don't. Taking a break, Joseph. 18 minutes to go in this game. Benedictine 45, William Penn 35.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back with you here in the Penn Gym with exactly 18 minutes to go in this game. Benedictine by 10, 45-35. Plenty of other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening. However, none of them have started yet. They are all 7 o'clock starts. It's not quite 7. This is the only 6 o'clock tip in the conference. Here's a driving shot, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul, and that's going to be another one, I suspect, on Tyson. It will be Tyson Caffey with his third. He's going to be the first player for either team to reach that 3 foul mark. And we're going to get Joel Adise checking in for him after the first free throw. At the line, James Pennington. He's 1 out of 2 at the line tonight with a 4-point game going. And that one right there. Adise into the game. And for Penn, for whatever reason, if they did not start Eddie Daly, he has come in and he's been a real difference maker. I mean, he is so big and he fills up so much room inside there. 6'11". Here's a second free throw. In and out, no good. Rebounding it down, and Jaden Timmy. 45-36 Ravens. Inside 18 to go. Ungershik down the left side. Guarded closely. Chance Caruso right in his pocket. Gets it to Jaden. Timmy, the baseline. Cuts in, backs in, twists, turns, falls away, shoots it up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Daly will clear it away, and back up with what come William Penn. 17 and a half to go. Penn. Top side to Daly. He wanted the three, then pulled it down, goes left side. That three is up and missing, and Adise comes down to the miss by Malik Edwards. Up the floor to basketball, Ahmad Lewis. 17-17 to go in the game. Benedict with a basketball, leading it by 9 at 45-36. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Here's a long three for Jaden Timmy. It's up and short. Rebound slapped on top. Belt goes three. Air ball about 2 feet wide to the left side. Goes out of bounds on the fly. Nearly hit her cheerleader. 17 minutes to play. Multiple substitutions as Eddie Daly comes out of the game. He is totally gassed. Goes clear down to the end of the bench where Penn is suiting up 18 players tonight. And now Penn is going to make a couple of more substitutions. And again, Coach John Henry working the official as he's standing near him, ready for the upcourt play. We'll set the five on the floor for you here in just a minute as they get it all lined up. Benedictin, Ungashik, Lewis, Hall, Timmy, and Adise. For Penn, Pennington, Edwards, Autry, Newton, and Purnell in the game. Over to the right side, that is going to be Pennington. Goes in about 8 steps later. There goes the traveling call. Didn't think they were going to call it tonight. They had to call that one. Not going to walk to my car with your steps. 16:45 to go. BC will walk up the floor with it, 45-36. Quickly down the right side. It's going to be taken away and then lost out of bounds. That was a great defensive play as James Pennington reached in and just picked that ball away from Sam Ungashik, but then he lost it at the baseline. Ravens are going to get a break and get it back in down low. It'll come into Adise. Out on top, Ahmad. He'll cut into the lane. Changed hands, falling away. Off the window! Ahmad Lewis has 13. 47-36, BC again up 11 and equals their largest lead of the afternoon or the evening now. And the official is going to scroll over here and a foul is going to be on Adise. Joel will have his second foul tonight. Penn puts it in at their baseline. Ravens have also made a substitution. Entering into the game will be Anthony Hall. Penn with it up top side to Maneer Newton. Swings it over to Autry. Now, here's the three. Left side, no. Long rebound and a collision. It's going to go out of bounds. Raven basketball. And it happened right in front of the student section, across the way from me. And the students are all up in Jaden Timmy, who initiated the contact. And that puts the ball in play. Jaden Timmy, he's a cool cookie, a veteran player. All that yelling in the world is going to have zero effect on that young man. 15:50 to go. Ravens have the ball up 11. Now the ball is going to be slapped away from Ungashik again. But a quick hands of James Pennington. But it'll go out of bounds near midcourt. Ravens will be bringing it in with 13 on the shot clock. As they're getting ready to put the ball in play, I'm going to ask a question. Are you enjoying this game tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison? I'm hoping yes. I'm hoping it's yes. You think Raven fans are? Benedictine in the lead. Driving. Ungashik. Oh, and it doesn't go in. Rebound Adise. Head fake. No. Follow up. Yes. But wait. Before the follow shot by Ungashik that went in, we're going to have a pin foul underneath on Jimmy Pennington. Pennington will pick up his first foul of the ball game at 15:40 to go. The voice you hear in the background that is as loud as the PA guy is the voice of Coach Henry. He's questioning the official. And Joel Adise coming to the line, hits the first free throw, picking up his third point tonight. And the Ravens with their largest lead of the game. It is 48-36. 15:43 to play. That's a long way yet. BC's going to bring Preston Reynolds in. Adise's second free throw, short, and rebound for William Penn by DJ Purnell. Ravens up a dozen, 48-36. Over to the left side, Bunny Hop, running shot up no good. Rebound is on the floor, scrub four, Ravens cover it up, and as it is covered up and hauled in by Anthony Hall, the officials are going to make a traveling call. Kind of an interesting choice of calls. And there is the first warning of the game on Coach Henry, who turns to his assistant coaches with a broad and beaming smile. Think Cheshire Cat. This is what he wanted. He wants to get under these guys' skin a little bit, and he has done that. And now the officials are coming out, and they're getting between Adise and DJ Purnell. They seem to be having a difference of opinions. Penn looks to bring it in. 20 on the shot clock. It comes in. Baseline three. Uh-uh. And a Raven foul is going to put Penn on the free throw line. It'll be Danny Autry checking in. Autry will come to the free throw line as Bryson LaRue collects foul number one. Now for the Ravens, they got to be a little bit careful. With still 15:27 to go in the game, and that is a long, long way. That is team foul five. You don't want to be putting Penn at the line a lot late in the game. This free throw, they're too good at it. Free throw's up and in by Autry. He's going to have three of them here. They'll cut the Raven lead to 11. Second free throw. Perfect. Cuts the Raven lead to 10. 15:27 to play. Danny Autry's got one more. And it is right there. Hitting all three. Autry gets his team back to within single digits. And we've still got 15:20 to play. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad drives down, goes in, goes up. That's a blocking foul. Great work by Ahmad Lewis. And the foul is going to be on Pennington. It'll be his second foul tonight. Penn is going to bring C.J. Washington and Chance Caruso into the game after Ahmad's first of two free throws. 15:15 to play. Benedictus Jr. from Topeka, Kansas. Toes the line. This one? No. Ravens at the free throw line tonight, not having one of their best nights. Ravens are 2 of 8, I believe, now at the free throw line. Penn is going to take Pennington and Edwards out of the game. One more shot coming up. Ahmad misses that one also, and Benedictine can't buy a free throw. 15:10 to go in the game as Penn is up the floor with it, trailing only by 9. Cross-court pass over to the left side to Caruso. Now, inside the left block, the spinning shot is up, and we're going to get another foul in the middle on BC. This one is going to be again on Adise. And again, we're going to be putting Penn at the free throw line. So the two Raven fives, Tyson Caffey and Joel Adise, each now carrying the weight of 3 personal fouls. DJ Purnell looking for his first point tonight. The lefty doesn't get it. Again, to review, Benedictine is at the free throw line. 2 of 9, 22%. Not so good. William Penn at the free throw line. 9 of 15, 60%. That's not really good, but twice as good as Benedictine, a little more. Second free throw is up. That one will be in for DJ Purnell. And Raven lead continues to dwindle. It is now 48-40. And BC will bring Hunter Schneider into the fray. Hunter, the 6-foot 8-inch senior from Shawnee Mission South High School in OP, Kansas. On the left side, Preston comes in. Out on top. Over to the left. 3-point shot. Launched. In and out. That thing was halfway down. Spun away. Pin up the floor with it. Racing up court, Chance Caruso at full tilt. Now the kick to the right. The three is buried. Danny Autry, the Ravens need a timeout, and they're going to take it. We're taking a break with Benedictine with 14:29 to go in the ball game. Penn right back in it. Ravens 48, Statesman 43.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
This is how quickly William Penn can get themselves back in the game. They've scored 7 unanswered points in the span of a minute 14. Coach Moody, seeing that, calls a timeout, getting his team kind of circled up a little bit. Each team has 3 timeouts left. And at 14:29, the first half felt like it had gone very, very briskly. The second half does not. Check this in the second half. William Penn ate 9 free throws in the first 5.5 minutes of the second half. and have hit, what, four, five, six of those nine. They've only hit one basket from the floor, a three-point shot by Autry. All the Penn second half scoring has been at the free throw line. And Benedictine with 16 fouls now. Penn is going to be shooting for the rest of the game. Concerning for BC. Ravens are going to have it in play, and Tom signed with it. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. He'll cut into the middle, and getting behind him is Ahmad. Had run by Chance Caruso. Caruso picks up the foul. That'll be his second. And again, that brings Coach Henry out of the coaching box all the way to midcourt to rail at the official. Now one of his assistants comes up behind him. I'm sure it's just warning him. Remember, you've had one warning. BC brings it in. Shot clock at 14. Here's Ahmad. Shot clock at 11. Lewis way out on the left side. Shot clock at 9. He starts to the right. Goes to the left. Kicks it off on top to Preston. Shot clock's at 4. Reynolds with 3. Reynolds with 2. Runner shot. Off the window. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Battle for. Ravens come up with it. They're going to get a foul on probably Hunter. He was badly out of the plane and behind the ball. And it'll be Hunter Schneider's first foul of the game. And here we go. With 13:57 to go in the ballgame, it is the first 1-1 for William Penn. Penn is already at the line. 1-1. This can be a difference maker. Back into the game, Sam Ungashik. And at the line, DJ Purnell misses. Rebound, Penn underneath. And a jump ball, possession, Statesman. Ravens fortunate that Penn is not shooting better at the free throw line. Certainly they have not been. And yet, BC with a lead, Penn with a basketball. It's a 48-43 Benedictine advantage. Penn backing in, kicks it off on top. Thinking about the three is going to be C.J. Washington. Scoops it over to the left side. The shot in the middle is going to be up and good. And another foul by Hunter Schneider. And the Ravens unraveling a little bit. Schneider has his second. And BC, you can see where the fouls are at. Three on Adise, three on Kathy, now two on Schneider. The Ravens having a real problem matching up in the middle against this Penn team. And Benedictine is going to bring Tyson Kathy and Jaden Timmy back into the game. It's still a Raven lead, but now 48-45, and the plus one is good. 48-46. And Benedictine has allowed Penn to go on a 10-0 run in just about 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Ravens down court. The feed across. Ungashik lost it. Saves it. Now the feed down to the baseline. And BC brings it back out on top. 9 on the shot clock. Here's Jaden Timmy. Feeds in the middle. Kathy loses it, lays it up, and gets it to go. Tyson Kathy collects his first point of the game. Tyson not a huge offensive threat, but he'll get one there. And coming up the floor, we have a whistle. Is that going to be an Ungashik foul? No. It's going to be on Jaden Timmy. And now Jaden has collected his third foul tonight. Penn is going to bring Malik Edwards back into the game. And we're going to see, in for the first time tonight, Danny Rosenberg. Danny's a 6'6 freshman guard out of Minnesota, Burnsville, Minnesota. And free throws for DJ Purnell. DJ, 1-1. He is 1 of 3 tonight. The lefty, perfect. And this game is now 50-47. 13:08 to go. One more shot, Purnell. Long, hard look and puts it through. DJ makes it a 2-point Raven lead. And now he will come out of the game, and right back into the lineup will come Eddie Daly. Ravens will walk it up the floor with Sam Ungashik. He's going to be guarded by Caruso. Ungashik eases down the left side. Backs in, plays off the screen, comes off on top, gets caught up in a mismatch for a minute. Now the bounce pass down low to Timmy, and he is shoved in the back and fouled from behind. This foul is going to be on Danny Rosenberg, who has just come into the game. For him, it'll be foul number one. For Penn, it'll be team foul four the second half. The Ravens are still a little bit away from coming to the line. And again, BC at the free throw line has not been impressive. At the free throw line there, 2 of 9 for 22%. Here's a shot for the Ravens. It's good for 3. Braden Bell from outside. Benedictin needing a little offensive production and gets a big shot there. They go back up 5 with 12:40 to go. It's a 53-48 Raven lead. This is round 1, the quarterfinals of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Tournament. And now the ball is on the floor, fighting for it on the floor. The official is going to throw an arm in the air. And they're going to call Ungashit for the foul. Sam was lying on the floor. I don't know how he picked up that foul. Prone on the floor. Coach Moody wants to know how he got a foul called him laying flat on the floor. It is going to be Raven team foul 10, which means 2 free throws for Chance Caruso. Caruso hasn't had a free throw tonight. Penn, are you ready for this? Penn has scored 1 bucket in the second half. Everything else in the second half has been a free throw. And the Ravens have been accommodating. This first free throw is good. The 9th point in the second half at the free throw line for William Penn. They are 9 of 12. One more shot for Caruso. And perfect. Chance Caruso has 4. It is 53-50 Benedictine. 12:20 left in the game. The winner's playing Saturday. We got to drive over to the right side. Out on top, Timmy. He'll cut to the middle, spin into the lane, and get fouled. William Penn flies around. If I fly around, if you got any kind of a head fake at all, you'll shake that defender. He will fly. He will not just go by you. He will fly by you by 8, 10, 12, 14 feet from the top of the key, unable to stop themselves before midcourt. Timmy got that to happen, then started to drive into the middle, and will draw the foul. First of a couple of free throws for Jaden is good. By the way, that foul, if you're keeping your scorebook at home, and you should be, it's going to be the 3rd of the game by Chance Caruso for Penn. He is the first William Penn player to collect a 3rd foul, and we got 1 more free throw coming up for Timmy, and he'll get them both. Jaden Timmy's first 2 points of the second half occurring there, putting his team back up by 5. It is 55-50. Ravens in front. 12:08 to go in the game. And Penn will bring it in the backcourt. Pennington up across the midcourt line over to the right side. For Benedictine, Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy, Belton, Kathy. That's your 5. Penn will lob it underneath. The feed to the back door, and the back door layup is going to be good by Pennington. 55-52. Benedictine with 11:45 to play. Ravens right side. Belt goes 3. Buries it! Braden Bell, a dagger shot! 58-52. And 11.5 to play. A lot of points. Now the feed in the middle is going to be knocked free and picked up by the Ravens. Benedictine coming the other way. One of the big things BC has done tonight, besides having a lead and doing so many other things really well, they have kept this crowd out of this game. This bandbox of the gymnasium can get very, very, very loud. The Ravens have done a good job of keeping them relatively quiet. Cross court, it goes to Timmy. He'll put on a 3. Rims off, no. Rebound, Penn. Up court, Malik. Edwards accelerates down the floor, all the way to the top, spins into the middle, loses for a moment, gets it over to Autry, he'll go 3, miss it, rebound, Ravens coming up with the basketball. They rebounded it off the floor because Timmy did a great job of boxing out on Eddie Daly, did not give the big guy a chance to get into the middle and pick up an easy board. Coach Moody's on his feet, giving Ungashik the offensive play with 10:40 to go. Here's Ahmad Lewis. The back door, Timmy, head fakes, changes direction, gets a plus 1, again. William Penn, so aggressive, so athletic, so susceptible to the head fake. The foul is going to be the first of the night by C.J. Washington. And an opportunity for Jaden Timmy, the Ravens senior, to complete the conventional three-point play. It is 60-52 Ravens, but still a long way to go. 10:36, the free throw, yes. 61-52. Ravens push back again by 9. And Penn walks it up. Malik Edwards. Still not midpoint of the second half. Malik down the right side, kind of pushes off with a free hand. No foul. Brings it back around to the right side to CJ. Washington gets it to Daly. Guarded by Adise, who's back in. Daly twists, turns, shoots, scores. Eddie Daly, again, at 6'11", and the long, long arms. He is hard to stop, and he's got 8 points. 61-54, Benedictine. We are three quarters through this game. Ungashik thought about the three, gets it to Adise, back to Sam. Back in the middle, Adise has it stripped out of his hands. He was going for the thunder dunk, and it was C.J. Washington who said, okay, I have an option. I can let him have it. I can foul him. He said he took the latter. That is the second foul of the game on C.J. Washington, and with the interruption of play, we will have our media break. Joseph, a breather if you would. What a game in Iowa. With 9 minutes and 52 seconds to play in this quarterfinal game of the conference postseason tournament, it's Benedictine 61, William Penn 54.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Both teams huddled up around their respective coaching staffs, very intent on what's going on. For William Penn, we've got Chance Caruso, point guard. He's talking to one of the assistants. The assistant is like coaching him, telling him what he wants to see. You've got other consistent coaches talking to the rest of the guys on the bench. Now coming in late, Coach Henry, having a few words. For Benedictine, Coaches Moody and associate head coach John Peer as their team huddled around him. And Benedictine has done really well. Now, here's where it really happens, okay? Out on the floor, at the free throw line, Sonny Jada Timmy calls his team in. And you should see this. Here is Benedictine huddled up. And Coach Moody is, again, miffed because, and he should be, because we're way out of the timeout. And Penn is still up on the coaching staff. They won't come off the sideline. And finally, they walk out on the floor. Coach Moody's like, what's the deal? How long do you get for this, man? We got 9:52 to go. And at the free throw line is Adise. It is good. Joel Adise. He's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight, giving him his 4th point this evening. One more shot. Adise gets him both. 63-54 Ravens again up 9. And we're 9:48 to play. Pinned down the floor. You can see they were a little more serious in that last timeout. Here's a sky hook by Muneer Newton. That is the 3rd field bucket made. Field goal, if you'll call it that. Made by Penn in the second half. Here's a 3 belt. Gets another one. Oh, what a shot by Braden Belt. He's hit 3 threes in the second half. 4 threes in the game. 14 points belt. Here's Penn driving, shooting, short, tipped out, tipped again, on the floor, fighting for it. Daly ripping and tearing and twisting. And the DC right in the middle of it, they're going to call Joel for the foul. And I'll tell you what, Joel has Eddie Daly very frustrated. Unfortunately, Eddie Daly has Joel with 4 personal fouls now. Benedictine so thin here at the 5. Daly coming to the line. Hasn't had a free throw. Tonight has 8 points. The first one, you know, it's 6'11", you think you get it to the rim. One more shot coming up with 9:20 to go in the ballgame. It is 66-56, Ravens in front. Are we not going to get the substitution in? Daly's 2nd free throw. Will go. He gets that one. And now, BC will take out Sam Ungashick for a little breather. And into the Raven lineup again, you're going to find Anthony Hall. 66-57, Benedictine. Up front with the basketball, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad works it out on top, goes to the right side to Tyson. Kathy kicks it back to Braden. Belt plays off the screen, goes left, shot clock at 12, plenty of time. Down to the baseline, Timmy feeds underneath to Tyson. He's working on Daly, looks a little concerned, backs in, feeds it across, the reverse layup doesn't quite go in. That was a well-constructed play, but it didn't finish by Anthony Hall. Pin quickly down the floor. They are a rocket. They scream down the left side. Put it out on top, Eddie. He won't put up that shot. Will feed into the lane. The sky hook fails. Rebound, Benedictine. The hook shot by Mooney or Newton fails, and BC coming up with a basketball, and Ahmad wants to get into the forecourt. 8.5 to go. We talk about it all the time. You're at this juncture of the game now. I'm coming up very shortly. Every time you look at the clock, it's going to be a minute gone. It starts moving fast. Here's a feed underneath. Tyson Cathy with the assist by Ahmad. Tyson Cathy, 4 points. It's 68-57, Benedictine by 11. The running shot misses. Rebound, Jaden Timmy. 8:10 to go. And Coach Moody's on his feet. Hand in the air, slowing his team down, telling him what the play he wants. Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Ahmad. Rolls his way over to the left side. Gets to the corner. Ahmad goes three. In and out. Rebound, Eddie Daly. Pin back the other way with C.J. Washington. 7:45 to go. Left side, Munir. Back out on top. It's Malik. He's a good one. Three, Malik Edwards. They had held him scoreless in the second half until that shot. And we're going to get a timeout with Penn. Taking a break, Joseph. What a finish in store. 7:37 to play. Benedictine 68, William Penn 60.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you look at the statistics in for this game, the one that I find just remarkable is the number of shots that have been taken already tonight. Benedictine has taken, are you ready for this number? Ravens have taken 56 shots tonight. Hit 25 of them, 45% clip. Penn has taken 47 shots and hit 19 of theirs. The reason Penn is in this game is the free throw line. BC is 7 of 14. Penn is 16 of 24. Penn has scored, outscored Benedictine by 9 at the free throw line, and they still trail by 8. As the two teams come out of the court, it'll be Raven basketball from deep in the backcourt. Timmy will be doing the inbounding. Tim Ungashick. Here comes Sam. 7.5 minutes to play. Sam works it across. Comes over to the right side. Takes it in front of Coach Moody. Keeps the left-hand dribble alive. Back it away now from Chance Caruso. Still keeps the dribble alive. Accelerates to the right side. Starts in. Goes up. Off the window. Rims out. No good. Rebounding it down his pin. That thing looked like it had a chance to go in. Bit of an off-balance shot. But Penn able to come up with the ball. They trail only by 8. This team can score 8 in a hurry. And the Ravens know it. They are playing great defense. 7 minutes to play. Over to the left side is going to be Autry. Penn has already got this shot clock down to 10. On the left side now is going to be Purnell. They'll feed into the middle ball. It's going to be stripped away, out of bounds. And are we calling a foul? Apparently, there was a foul called in the center of all of that. Coach Moody disagrees strongly. The foul is going to be on Anthony Hall, his first, but it's two free throws for Autry, who is perfect at the line until then. Missing the first half. Still a 68-60 Benedictine lead. It's 6:53 to go. One more shot coming for William Penn's 6'4" junior guard from Detroit. Second free throw, yes. Autry will get one. And it's 68-61. At 6:50 to go, the Ravens back up the floor. Timmy to Belt. Back over to the left side to Ungashick. Ravens on the road tonight, being hosted by the number 8 team of the nation, 25-3 William Penn. Underneath, it goes to Tyson. Kathy mishandles it, kicks it back out on top. Left side, it goes to Timmy, 7 on the shot clock. Timmy spins, twists, turns, goes up, misses the shot. Rebound, Penn is going to control it down. Plenty of contact going on underneath. And now, are they going to call Timmy for a touch foul after all of that going on down the floor? Remarkable. Jaden Timmy will have his fourth foul. So DC and Timmy with four fouls each. Now Coach Moody has gotten his warning. Coach Henry's yelling at him going, hey, now we're in the same club, right? Coach Moody's not having any of the jocularity. The free throw, yes. And again, William Penn has been kept in this game by fouls called against Benedictine and opportunities taken to the free throw line. Without all the fouls that the crew has called tonight, this game is a 20-point Raven lead right now. 6:20 to play. Second free throw is also good. Munir hits another. It is now 68-63. 6:17 to play. Ungashik will walk it up. Working against Caruso. Bam. Goes to the top. Squares up. Goes three. Ungashik from downtown. His first points of the second half, and Sam has 11. 71-63, Benedictine, and we are inside six. The feet in the lane. The shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Head into the middle. The dish across. The layup is going to be in. The bucket by Munir. 71-65. 5:40 to go. BC will bring it down, and they're opening the floor up a lot. Ungashik standing fully in the center circle. Come to the right. Gets it out on top to Tyson. Back to Sam. Shot clock at 11. We're going to get a foul. Sam just totally blew Munir away. Or rather, Chance away. Caruso will have his fourth foul of the game. And Penn will quickly pull him off the floor as Sam Ungashik comes to the free throw line. Now you remember Sam is one of three at the free throw line, had a three free throw opportunity earlier in the game. Hit only the third of them. He's going to have one and one here. Ungashik is a good shooter. The free throw is good. Sam earns the bonus. Out of the game is going to come Braden Bell. Getting a little rest for that final stretch run. Into the lineup is going to come Ahmad Lewis. Let's hit the Raven 5. Deep in the backcourt, Tyson Cathy. Still in the backcourt is going to be Preston Reynolds. Still behind Ungashik, you're going to have Ahmad Lewis, and on the line is going to be Anthony Hall. Both free throws by Sam are good. It is now 73-65, Benedictine. 5.5 to play. Penn to the right side, slipping. No travel called, and a bucket by Pennington. He slid across the floor, no travel. It is 73-67. 5:20 left. Ungashik gets doubled up on top. Back over to the right side they come. Coach Moody can't believe they're not calling fouls on all that contact. Now, Ungashik shakes his defender, launching three that doesn't go in. It'll go out of play and be Penn basketball. 5 minutes to go. 73-67, Benedictine. Penn's going to roll it up the floor. Not pick it up until it's way into the forecourt. Launch it on top. The three. Yes. Danny Autry. Autry buries the three, and it is a one-possession Raven lead. 73-70. And BC taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take one. Here we go. 4:47 to play. Benedictine 73, William Penn 70.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Right to the W, put it all in play, right between it, into their bench in the scorer's table. 4:47 to go, 23 on the shot clock. Ravens with the ball, leading it by 3, 73-70. Hunger Shick left side, Tyson Cathy in there, and again, Benedictson at the 5, a lot of fouls, and guys in trouble. And we've got a whistle off the ball, and I'm not even seeing where that was happening, way at the baseline, and coming up over the official's shoulder and pleading his case to no avail. Winier Newton has his first foul tonight. BC coming to the line is going to be Jaden Timmy. That'll be team foul 9. So this is the final 1-1 by either team, and it's good. Jaden Timmy stretches the Raven lead now to 74-70. Still a lot of basketball left. 4:38 to go. Second free throw. He'll get them both. 75-70. Up the floor, Penn. With the ball, looking to the left. Pennington wanted to get it to Manier. Finally does. Back it'll come now to Edwards. Malik goes down the left side of the lane. Falls away. Shot up. No. Followed up. Hung on the back of the rim and then fell in for Manier. It's 75-72. 4:20 to go in the game. Here's Ungershick. Goes to Timmy, left side. They'll beat Tyson. Back in it goes, Timmy. Shot blocked, put up and in anyway. No goal, Tim, but a follow by Tyson Cathy. On the other end, a 3. Well off. Rebound, Tyson with another one. Ravens have the basketball, leading it by 5 at 75-72. We're at 3:50 to go. Each team has 2 timeouts left, just in case you're wondering. Coming to the line. Scorer's table. Underneath is Eddie Daly. The feed in the middle. The turnaround shot. Timmy can't get it. He's knocked to the floor. And finally, there's a foul called. Jaden Timmy was thrown to the ground. And a foul is going to be whistled on William Penn. It will be on Munir, his second. 3:37 to go. Now, this is a really interesting alignment. The Ravens have everybody but Timmy in the backcourt. Penn has one guy on each side of the lane. 2 free throw shots. He won't hit the first one. Jaden Timmy will miss the front half. He's got another one. Everybody's shooting 2 for the rest of the game. Penn is going to bring Eddie Daly back in. Ravens are going to bring Preston in. Second free throw. No! Rebound pin. Crowd getting a little noisy now. Ravens by 5. 3.5 minutes left. Looking over to the near side, James Pennington. He'll slide to the right, go to the baseline. Shot off balance, and he'll get it anyway. How about Pennington with that one? It's 77-74. 3:15 to go. Penn is in a fight here tonight at home in the Penn Gym, where they never lose. Driving in, Ungashik, twist, turn, feeds across, and it's mishandled. Rebounding it down is Penn, driving it down, going in, going up, rejected by Ahmad. He throws it into the crowd, and the officer down in the corner going to have to track that thing down. Probably rolled out to the patrol car. 2:58 to go. You hear the horn in the background, substitutions. Let's set the Raven 5. Tyson Cathy out there with Anthony Hall, Preston Reynolds. You've got Sam Ungashik and Ahmad Lewis. 2:50 to play. Penn into the lane. The runner. Up off the back and down and in. Malik Edwards. It is 77-76. Benedictson by 1. 2:40 to play. The little crowd on hand here is coming to its feet. Driving to the right side. The kick over to the left. The 3. Dagger! That's water from the left side by Anthony Hall. 80-76, Benedictson. 2:20 to play. Penn with it back up top side. Malik Edwards. We're going to get Ungershit. Dumps it over to the left side. The big boy for 3. Can't do it. Rebound. Batted around. Picked up Preston Reynolds. Ravens with the basketball. We are 2 minutes left. Down with it is Ahmad. Ravens won a TO. We're doing it, Joseph. Taking a break in Iowa. 2 minutes to play in the game. Ravens 80, Penn 76.
burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
William Penn. They're going to the national tournament regardless, okay? They are a 25-3 team, number 8 in the nation. But they're not resting on that. They don't want to lose this game. They don't want to lose this conference tournament. They want to roar into Kansas City as the winner of this conference and as maybe a top 5 team. They are fully invested in this game. Welcome back to the Pigeon on a William Penn campus in Oskaloosa, Iowa, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kelsey here, courtside for Penn. Coming out on the court, as they come out, it'll be Eddie Daly and Lunier Newton. You're going to find Malik Edwards out there with James Pennington and the last guy coming in off the bench. That is going to be Chance Caruso. For the Ravens, it'll be Sam Ungashik, Kanamon Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Braden Belt, Tyson Cathy. That's your Raven 5 as we are inside 2 minutes of play. BC with the basketball, leading by 4. Ungashik will take it. Gets it to Timmy. Goes in, goes up, gets run into. No foul on Daly. And again, Coach Moody can't believe no foul called up with the Wacom pin. Pin around to the right side. The feed, back door, Daly. Twist, turns, lobs it off on top. 14 on the shot clock, lots of time. A minute and a half to play. Pin dancing into the lane. The shot, one-handed. Got it! From the right side, it's going to be Kansas Caruso. It is 80-78. We've got a minute 20 to play. Benedictin back up with it. Here's Ungashik. Ungashik works left. Slides off the screen. Need a little help. Goes to Ahmad. Ahmad now accelerates. Goes left side. Batted out of his hand. Saved by Cathy. What's on the floor? Ravens get a timeout. Benedictin covers up the ball like a loose football. And it's going to be a timeout, Benedictin. It is their last of the game. We're taking a Joseph with a minute 3 to go. We'll come back with 6 on the shot clock for Benedictin. It remains Ravens 80, Statesman 78.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison. And the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Welcome back. The official's finally had to come over and tell Kendry to go sit down. He was across midcourt, almost through the Raven bench as he was working the coach in the backcourt after he had already worked the first two. And that is his job on his team. He's like a lot of the coaches. He's out there for the theatrics. It's part of the show. It's part of, you know, it's part of the pageantry here at William Penn. A minute 3 to play in the game. Ravens leading at 80-78. Benedictine is going to have the ball. But again, only 6 on the shot clock. Coach Moody's up here asking the official now, where's the line? Where's that coaching box line? The official points to the ground. He says, okay, then keep him on that side of it. Love it. BC putting it to play at the baseline. It'll be Ungashik. Sam brings it in. Looking. Going to go baseball pass all the way into the backcourt, and it's going to be stolen by Penn. And the Ravens are going to let it get out of bounds. It'll be BC basketball. That was a high-risk pass. However, with the touch of the ball, they reset the shot clock, and now they're sending everybody to the benches. Coach Henry's up here running up and says, wait. Here's what the question is, and this is a huge question, okay? Did Penn, with a touch of the ball, did they have a possession? If so, the shot clock resets. If not, they're going to have to find out how much time is left, and it's going to be less than 6. Right now, the game clock shows 59 seconds. The shot clock was reset. It is now at 27. And the officials are all huddled up, not reviewing the grainy, poor quality footage that they're going to have from the cameras. They are talking among themselves in the center circle and establishing what the call is going to be. This is a big call. And now they're going to come over to the grainy screen. I described this to earlier in the season as in the paranormal shows on TV where they say, is there a shadowy figure in the background of this picture that could be, you know, an alien? It's kind of like that. They're looking at it. They're not going to know, but they're doing their due diligence. I understand that. We're doing our due diligence here on Care Radio, bringing you sub-state basketball action all next week. Long, starting off with Class 3A games on Monday and Tuesday as MHMA. The Ravens and the Lady Ravens, both hosting games in round one. Then they will be off to the tournament at Perry LeCompton. We'll also be carrying games from the Class 2A tournament at Horton. And again, we will have games, when there are games being played, we're going to have games right here on 93.7. Now they're going to call a third official in, let him watch this. It could be a Doritos ad, you know? Maybe a Chester the Cheetah, I don't know what they're looking at. 59 on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock as it stands now. And again, for the Ravens, that would be big. You could burn the clock down and give the ball to Penn with no shot clock left. They continue to look at this thing, and Benedictine, again, Penn has stayed in the game because of the free throws. And they're hitting 68% of them at 19 of 28. Benedictine, 11 of 20. BC from the floor, 28 of 64, 44%. Penn, 26 of 59, 44% deadlock. From outside, Ravens hitting 39%, Penn hitting 36. At the free throw line, Benedictine 55%, Penn at 68. Rebounds, Penn with 40 to Benedictine 35. The game is as close as you would expect it to be by looking at that scoreboard. And again, the officials absolutely killing this game. It is brutal that they take all this time. These are grown officials who are well-experienced and well-paid, just have to make some kind of a decision. If they're looking in that, trying to find a diamond in the middle of the Sahara, they're just never going to seize that definitive thing. Okay? Not the NFL, not 64 cameras. This guy's got a Sanyo, 42 rows up, against the wall across the way. And now the officials retreat again to the middle of the field. Now, what they do know, okay, they don't know who touched it or what's going on. I mean, they're going to have to decide. What they do know is the implications of their call here are immense. And now we walk over, and they are going to talk to each coach and to the official scorer. And I'm looking for a reaction from any of them. And I don't know that I'm getting any. So it is going to remain the same. How about that? All of that, and you knew what was going to happen before they ever started, or what? No, no. Now Coach Henry's coming up and saying they're going to put three. Are they going to put three on the shot clock? The officials still huddle over the school kids who are running the scoreboard and the shot clocks and the game clocks here. And they have run it to 1 minute. They've taken a second back up and dropped the shot clock to three. The Ravens are going to have to go the length of the court. I get off a shot in 3 seconds. This is huge. Terrible break for Benedictine with the decision. It'll be Timmy to put it in. Brings it in to Sam. He's got it. Drives up. Puts up a half-court shot. And it's off the backboard. Rebound. And they're going to call it a shot clock violation. And it was a great effort by Benedictine. And now, knowing that he's been in trouble with the officials, been warned already, Coach Henry sends his assistant out to work the officials as he goes down to the end of the baseline. 54 seconds to play. Penn with a basketball. They trail by two. And again, they let the ball roll all the way up the floor. Payton is going to pick it up. And now we have a horn. And now they're going to stop the game. And again, we have trouble with the scoreboard. And again, this is the problem when you have, I'm just going to say, inexperienced individuals working the scoreboard. Now they're coming over and see if they're going to what they're going to rework. Game clock shows 54. Shot clock is still at 30. And now they are exiting the teams from the respected benches again. And it's going to be interesting to see, are they going to try to review something again? They're saying, hold on, we're going to talk about it. And again, the three officials go into the center of the floor. I reiterate, they know the value, the implications, and the importance of what they call and the impact that the decisions that they're making here in the last minute five of this game and how it is going to affect the outcome. Very interesting. The total number of fouls, Benedictine has been called for 18. Penn has been called for 14 tonight. Now, again, they go back to the video. Oh, my goodness sake. Joseph, we are not coming back to you. There's not enough time to, in case anything should occur, even though it's not going to happen fast. 54 seconds is what they show. And 30 on the shot clock. Coach Moody is coming out. He's wanting to know what in the world is going on. And I think that that's a very legitimate question. BC's back out of the court. And now the official goes, no, 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 guys, get back. Get out. We don't want you out here. Now Penn's player's coming out of the court. And he's trying to direct them to go back because, again, we got two officials over here looking at the video replay board. Tell you what, while they're doing that, we're just going to try something here. Yeah, Iowa officials. Let's see what we can talk about. We're going to check up the other scores. By the way, the Hart Conference Basketball Player of the Year is Josh Pritchett out of Evangel. Defensive Player of the Year is Andrea Ford from Evangel. CME. I can't believe they gave Evangel anything. But anyways, they're failing out. Central Methodist, Newcomer of the Year, Jamie Jordan. Ungershit, the Freshman of the Year in the conference. And here comes the ball up the floor. Penn with the basketball, 50-49, 48 seconds to play. Penn works it around to the left side. Ungershit guarding against Caruso. Shot clock at 18. Caruso just dribbling it up top side. Skips it over to the top of the lane. Gets it there to Muneer. 13 on the shot clock. Little backdoor pass over to the left. Shot clock to 10. They bring it back out toward the top. Trailing by two. Are they looking for the three? They're looking for the one. The leaning in shot is up. It's no good. And we're going to get a foul called against Benedictine. Is going to the floor. Braden Belt will be calling for the personal foul. Now this is going to be an interesting situation as Belt will have his first foul of the game. Okay. For William Penn, they're going to have a chance Caruso up there. He is a fantastic shooter. Has not missed a free throw tonight. But the shot clock's off with 29-9. Benedictine can run this down for a final potential game-winning shot as the free throw is up and good, and it is a one-point game. 80-79, Benedictine. We've got 29 seconds to go. Second free throw is good, and we are tied. We have a tie game. Benedictine with no timeout. They're making an offense-defense switch for Penn. And they're going to bring into the game C.J. Washington and take out Malik Edwards. Ravens with a tie game, looking for the last shot. Penn players running up and down the sideline, trying to get the crowd on their feet, throwing their arms in the air. Benedictine is going to run this thing down. 20, 19. They cannot stop the clock with a timeout. Coach talking to Timmy. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Benedictine looking for nothing worse than an OT. What about a foul here? Driving in. Ungershick. Driving left. Missed it. Tipped up. Missed it. Rebound Penn. And the Ravens are going to be called for a foul. Oh, my gracious. 5 seconds to play. I cannot believe, again, the Iowa officials that we've had to contend with over the years. This foul is going to be whistled against Ahmad Lewis. It is his first foul tonight. Penn will go to the free throw line with 5 seconds left. Coming up there is going to be Jimmy Pennington. He will be shooting two. He is 2 of 4 at the line tonight. It is a tie game at 80. Penn will take its time. Here goes Jimmy. Perfect. Pennington puts Penn in front for the first time. Gosh, since 8 minutes to play in the first half. One more shot coming up for Pennington. officials giving instructions to the players. This crew has impacted this game in a huge way. Pennington's second free throw. As he'll eye it up. It's on its way. It's perfect. He will hit them both. It is now 82-80. Benedictine brings it in with four. With three. Ungershick has a break. Lays it up. And missed it. It's over. Right, there's a foul. There's a foul at the buzzer. Hold on. Ungershick had a breakaway. I'm wondering if he was going to be able to lay it up and in. The defender came from behind. Knocked him and the ball away. And now they're going to have to decide time. It will be Ungershick at the line. He will get two free throws. And what kind of pressure on the conference freshman of the year? And again, the officials coming over, and they're going to, again, I think, review the film to see at what point in time the foul occurred. But that foul had to happen before the board lit up. No question about that. But at what point exactly did that foul come? 82-80 Penn. The number eight Statesman, 25-5 of the season, having a battle back from behind and have a two-point lead over Benedictine. But this game is not over. As again, the crew, for the third time in the last minute of game time, comes over to the scorer's table and to the video. Point four is what's going to be on the board. 0.4 seconds. And what kind of weight is on the shoulders of Sam Ungershick? Sam, the second leading scorer for Benedictine this season, averaging 12.1 points a game. 43.7% shooter from three-point land, but he has to hit two to send this game into an overtime. The crowd doing what it's supposed to do. Ungershick, the freshman, coming up. First one. Yes. Shades of Jason Wyrick, gang. One more free throw for Ungershick. Can he do it? The freshman. Puts the ball on his hip. Eyes the rim. It's good. We're tied at 82. Penn's got to go down the court and hit a 0.4 shot. Can't imagine they're even going to give it a try. And what a job by Sam Ungershick, the freshman of the year in the conference. Absolutely stunning. The ball comes in, and the shot is not off. We're going to OT and IA. We'll be back. The score at the end of regulation. It's Benedictine 82, William Penn 82.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We're back in Oskaloosa, Iowa. William Penn scored 18 points in the second half of the free throw line, but Benedictine scored those last two off the hand of Sam Ungershick to send this game into overtime. Welcome back, everybody. So good to have you with us. And for the Ravens, here's the deal. Everybody's in the double bonus. The Ravens are going to be out there And they've got players with foul trouble. Timmy has four. DJ, four. Tyson Cathy with three. Tyson's going to be out there to jump this off. As we go to the five-minute, Joseph, overtime period. The ball is up, 10 of the way. It'll be tracked down by Jada Timmy. Benedict, it'll have it. We're underway in the overtime. Ungashik and Timmy out there for Benedictine. Now the feed to the right side to Timmy. Tyson Cathy, Ahmad Lewis, Braden Bell. Timmy in, up, misses the layup. Rebound, pulled down by Penn. William Penn with an opportunity to take the lead in the overtime period. Driving in, the shot is up, no good. Is that a charge? Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. Tyson Cathy hard to the floor, and they are going to call the block on Tyson. That is his fourth foul. And Penn again, as they've done so many times in the second half, comes to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Munir. Munir, 13 points in the game, has hit his last three free throw opportunities. He'll hit that one. And the free throw line has continued to save William Penn. One more shot for Munir. And perfect. No, it's wide right, bounced away. Rebound, Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to come up with a basketball. Here comes BC. It is 83-82 Penn. 4:15 to play in OT. Braden Belt, top side to Ahmad. Lewis will cut right, start in, bring it back out on top. In the game right now, we have for Penn, Pennington, Edwards, Caruso, Newton, and Daly. Here's a long three for Belt, air ball. Ravens rebounded down underneath, and they're going to say Tyson Cathy steps on the baseline. And the Ravens are going to give it back. 4 minutes to play in OT. Penn with the basketball, leading it by 1-83-82. Walking up the court, Chance Caruso. Little pass over to Daly. He's a step above the three-point line on the left elbow. Now he'll cut down to the baseline. Tyson Cathy chases, tries to catch up with him. The drive will go over to the right side. It's there 13 on the shot clock. Back out on top, it's going to be Jimmy Pennington. He'll kick it over to the left side of Malik. Edwards dumps it over to Chance Caruso. Caruso tries to drive in. No room. Big guy wants a shot. Doesn't take it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Desperation shot at the buzzer. Air ball. And that is going to be a shot clock violation. Benedictine will get it back in that Raven defense. What about that, huh? They have been fantastic all night. Penn, they love the century mark. They're in at 83 right now. 82 at the end of regulation. Benedictine back up the floor. 3:20 to go in the OT. And we got a foul up topside Pennington. He reached in and grabbed Ungashik, who had a step on him. Pennington will have his third foul. Or his fourth. Let me fix that. Pennington will have his fourth foul. Back to the free throw line, Sam Ungashik. There's as much pressure probably on these as the last one, and it's good too.
K-A-I-R-F.
I was going to do that. I could do that. You know that? It's great. 3:18 to go in OT. First one is good by Sam. Another deep breath as he has tied the game at 83. Puts this one up. Ravens lead. Benedictine in front. 84-83. 3:17 to go. That's right. You're listening to Raven Basketball on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison. Penn nearly turns it over, but is able to rescue the basketball. Top side, here's Malik Edwards. Looks into the middle, they want Daly. Comes back on top. They'll edge it to the right side. 12 on the shot clock. The Benedictine defense has been wonderful. They got Joel Adise in there right now. Working against Daly. Shot clock at 4, at 3. The falling away 17-footer. No! Rebound, and we have... Did that thing go in? It hit the rim and went up and fell through. Oh, my goodness. What a shot. And is now 85-84 Penn. Can't believe that thing went down. 2:30 to go. And we'll have a collision in the middle and another William Penn foul. 2:27 to play. And that is going to be a foul on Munir. It'll be his third foul of the game. And again, you know who's coming to the free throw line, right? Yeah. It's going to be Sam Ungership. Sam steps up. First free throw. Yep. And we're tied again at 85. 2:27 to go in the overtime period. We're even at 85. Ungership looking it over. Penn getting ready to bring Danny Autry back in. He'll hit another one. Ravens in front again. 86-85. 2:27 to go. Benedictine on the court. Sam Ungership. Ahmad Lewis. Jaden Timmy. Braden Belt. Joel Adise. William Penn with Daly Newton, Caruso, Edwardson Pennington. And it'll be Caruso up the floor. Looking into the eyes of Ungership. Now Ahmad will switch off. Eddie Daly has the top side. Goes back Caruso. 2:10 to go. Shot clock at a dozen. Caruso right side. Can't get a shot away. What defense by Ahmad? And 3 seconds is the call. A 3 second violation. You gotta give it to Ahmad Lewis. He got in front of Eddie Daly. Daly was trapped. He was in the top of the lane, just inside the free throw line. Couldn't escape. Couldn't get rid of the ball. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with 2 minutes to play in the OT. A 1 point lead and possession. Up court with it. Ungership. Kicks it over to the left side. Saved by Timmy. That thing nearly got away. Great effort by Timmy to save that ball. Tom signed to Ahmad. Shot clock at 11. Ahmad accelerates. Goes into the lane. Goes up. Collision. Bodies on the floor. No foul called. Rebound to go back down his pin. They'll fly. Feed it in the middle. Caruso. Over to the left side. Passing up the three. Out on top. Daly. Back over to the right edge. It's going to be Edwards. He'll cut into the lane. Puts a runner up and it's going to be rejected. He'll lose it out of bounds. They're going to say it's off a Raven player. A minute 28 left in overtime. 86-85 Benedictine. And do we get a timeout here? Yes. Joseph, we're getting a timeout. What a great game we've got tonight. 1:28 to go in the overtime. Timeout of the court. Benedictine 86, William Penn 85.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Well, this is not the only close game in the conference. Evangeline Central Methodist just underway in the second half, tied at 42. Mid-America at Baker. With 17 minutes to play, Mid-America leads 35-33. The runaway, Peru State embarrassing Graceland. 15 minutes left. It is a 15-point lead for the Bobcats. That all said, what a contest we've had here. Not just the eyes of this conference, a lot of eyes across the country focused on the Penn Gym here tonight. With a minute 28 to go in the OT, and again, the officials, I don't know what they're looking for, don't know what they're trying to establish, but once again, they have come over to the scorer's table. They have come over to the video screen. I'm going to go down after the game and look at that thing. I think they've got, like, Netflix. I don't know. And, again, I'm not sure why they are there, what they are trying to establish, but they're going to say it's Penn basketball. 17 on the shot clock at a minute 28 to go. Ravens lead by one. Coach Moody's coming up now to the middle and asking the official what's going on with exactly the call and what is happening. And here we go. It'll be Penn putting it in play at their baseline. And we get a foul on Ahmad on the inbound play. Malik Edwards had gotten beyond him and tried to body him up a little bit. Ahmad Lewis picks up what'll be his second foul tonight. But again, William Penn comes to the free throw line, and it's a good one. Malik Edwards. He's got 10 points tonight. 2 free throws coming his way here. The first one does not go in. Malik Edwards, a 6 foot 2 inch guy out of Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. And a free throw as Penn is hoping to tie the game. The look, the shot, and it's there. We're even at 86. And the Ravens up the court with a minute 25 to go. Into the forecourt at a minute 22. Working his way to the left side is going to be Sam Ungashik, the BC freshman point guard. Cuts to the right side. Thought about the three, doesn't. Goes to Timmy. He'll go to the left side. That's going to be a D-save. Backing in. In traffic. Multiple head fake. Can't get rid of it. Brings it back out to Belt. Smart play. Belt will go baseline. Have the ball get away from him. Lose it out of bounds. Braden Belt was backing in, and just lost control of the ball with a minute two to go. And it will come back to William Penn. Braden Belt, a big night, 14 points at the end of regulation. 1 minute left. You hear the PA guy. And pin up the floor. The game even still at 86. The only points in OT. That crazy shot and two free throws for Penn. And Benedictine four free throws. Driving in, pushing, shoving. The shot off the rim. Good! We're going to count that from Bonier. Penn goes in front. 88-86. 36 seconds left. Ravens take it a TO. Their only overtime timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 36 seconds to play. Penn, 88. Ravens, 86.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Back with you here in the Penn Gym on a William Penn campus in a game that has really changed. Instead of going up and down the court and hitting some of the shots, it has now become a game of contact, whistles, fouls. And the danger of that is you leave the decisions and so much of the judgment and so much of the outcome of the game to an Iowa officiating crew who has already been, I think, overloaded here tonight. They have had some difficulties, and they have had some struggles. And here we go. Penn coming out of the court. Pennington, Edwards, Caruso, Newton, Adeli. It'll be Benedictine basketball. The Ravens with the ball, trailing by two. 36 seconds left, 25 on the shot clock. Here's Ungashik. No question about it, BC has to score in this possession. Ungashik will knife in. Head ball stripped out of his hands, and he gets fouled from behind it. But Penn, you understand why Jimmy Pennington fouls himself out of the game right there. I think that's five on the big boy. Pennington is out. Fouling out here with 28 seconds to go in OT. He will end the game with 13 points. And a 6'3 senior from Calumet City, Illinois. Calumet City. That's a famous town from a famous movie. Coming to the line for Benedictine. Well, let's see. Who would you have? Yeah. Sam Ungership coming up. Ravens again. Down by two with Sam at the line. The first one. Yep. It is a one-point game. 88-87. 28 seconds left. So no shot clock left. This is going to be an interesting finish to this one. Ungashik looks it, shoots it, gets it, perfect, ties it again. So how will Penn play this? Are they going to look for that final shot? Are they going to try to get in the middle and do something with it? What are they going to do? They're going to take a timeout? No. Coach is on his feet. Sage, run it. Play it. 21, 20 seconds, 19 seconds. Penn putting the time down out on top. They'll take a second overtime if that's what it comes to. 14 seconds. 12 seconds. Penn dribbling it out in front of the scorer's table with Caruso. Now with 10, he'll move. Caruso will drive, runs, shoots, missed it, tipped in. That has to be a goaltend, right? They're going to give Eddie Daly the bucket. 4 seconds. Raymond's down the court. Here's Ungashik. The three. Rolls out, no. Tipped up, no. Penn wins it. Final score tonight. Penn, 90. Benedictine, 88. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here at Oskaloosa, Iowa, where tonight William Penn fights off Benedictine, winning it in overtime, 90-88. Penn escapes with a victory that they steal at home here tonight. Let's recap the scoring in this contest, shall we? First of all, for Penn, let's just go to a quick split box. Penn was led by Maneer Newton, 19 points tonight. 13 for Pennington, 11 for Edwardson. Washington, 10 for Autry. So, what's that? 3-6 players in double-digit scoring. Other than them, make it 7. Daly had 11. And then 3 for Brunell, 2 for Rios. And that's it for Penn scoring. How about for the Benedictine Ravens? If you get any better than Sam Ungashik, can't imagine how. Conference Freshman of the Year, if there's anybody that deserves it more than him, you're barking up the wrong tree. He is spectacular. Just comes up to the line with no time left in regulation. Hits 2 free throws with his team trailing by 2. Gets the game into overtime. In overtime, they keep fouling Sam. What a mistake. He went 6-for-6 in overtime tonight. Ended up 11-13 at the free throw line. 21 points for Sam Ungashik to lead Benedictine offensively this evening. Jaden Timmy, the senior in his final game, 17 points tonight. 14 for Braden Belt and Ahmad Lewis with 13. Anthony Hall coming off the bench for BC, an 8-point night tonight. Tyson Cathy collects 6. It was 5 for Joella Dise, and for the Ravens, Preston Reynolds coming away with 4 first-half points for Benedictine. Ravens in the game with 4 guys with 4 fouls each, and again, in the middle, BC just running out of warm bodies. Coach had to do a lot of things, rotating players in. Adise ends up with 4 fouls. Tyson Cathy ends up with 4 fouls in the middle. And Jaden Timmy also ending up with 4 fouls tonight. So, Benedictine will conclude the season, a 12-17 season, but a season of transition, I think is the way to call it, is they moved from a last year group of just loaded with, what, seven seniors who graduated from the program, having to come back and bring in some guys who really, as the season went on, improved and learned and stepped up and filled their roles, did some fantastic things. And this Raven team is going to be a very, very good club next year. And there's some other guys waiting in the wings, ready for their opportunity at this. Tell you what, while we're waiting, we're going to stick around. We want to get a chance to chat with Coach. He always likes an opportunity to do that. We like to extend that to him if we are able to. Let's go to the other games going on around the conference. Sir, again, you have the Penn winning it here in OT. All the other games are about midpoint of the second half. Now, again, they all have begun at 7 o'clock instead of Benedictine's game, which has begun at 6. It's opening up a little bit in Springfield as Evangelite Central Methodist now 66-53 with about 11 minutes to play in that one. It's close in Baldwin City. Mid-America and Baker with 10 minutes and 5 seconds to play, tied at 51. And Crewe continues to pour it on Graceland. 7.5 minutes left in that one. Crewe State leads 64-42. So there is how that goes. So in the second round game, William Penn, we'll see who they are going to have. And they will be back here at home. And Central Methodist, if they are able to win, and it doesn't look like they are maybe going to, as they trail by 13 right now, they would also be a home team in this, but we'll just have to see how that all shakes out. Well, we're hanging around waiting for Coach. We're going to talk about the upcoming sports schedule on Q Radio. Joseph, you don't have it so easy. You're not done with basketball yet, my friend. We will not have a basketball game tomorrow or Saturday, but we will Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and well beyond that, as we will be covering Kansas high school postseason sub-state action. And so we've got sub-state, gosh, the first night, Monday and Tuesday, we will have MHMA and the boys and the girls games on those two nights. And then Wednesday, we will likely be at the Horton Class 2A sub-state, bringing you games from there. There are many, many teams from around the area who are going to be involved in that, and teams that we have been covering all season long. Pretty exciting stuff for that. Checking around and seeing if there are other things going on. Oh, I know what else I was wanting to share is we got a chance to start this a little bit during the course of the game, but did not get a chance to conclude it. Not only was Sam the conference freshman of the year, again, Josh Pritchett from Evangel, the player of the year. Andrea Cord from Evangel, the defensive player of the year. And again, I'm stunned that Evangel got recognition. You've got James Jordan from Central Methodist is the newcomer of the season. The assistant coach of the year is Chase DePell, I think, and John Henry gets the nod as William Penn has now gotten their way to a 26-3. All-conference first team. You had Penn with Eddie Daly on there, and Eddie tonight, all-conference guy, ends up with 9 points. And also Malik Edwards for Penn. And Malik had 11 in this one here tonight. So Penn with only two players on the first team. For the Benedictine Ravens, tell you what, not only did Sam Ungashik make the all-conference team, but also a well-deserved honor for Ravens senior Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy's had a fantastic year for BC all season long, and it's good to see a little tip of the cap to him and recognizing what he's done, not just this year, and certainly that's what this award is, but for a tremendous career. He's seen a whole lot of W's by Benedictine over the years. So, Jaden Timmy, what a game tonight. 17 points for Jaden this evening. Ravens end up tonight, having shot 40% from the floor. William Penn improved to 45%. Penn, 29 of 64. Benedictine, 28 of 70. And there it is, difference between 20, 29. Ravens were 36% from the outside. Penn was held to 33%. You can see Benedictine knowing that they had to score some outside points. Took 36 three-point shots in the game. The Ravens, 19 of 28 at the free throw line. Penn, 36 free throw opportunities tonight, hitting 25 of them, 69%. Penn turning it over 9 times. Ravens just only 7 turnovers. Total rebounds. Penn out-rebounding Benedictine 45 to 36, including 32 defensive boards. The offensive rebounds for Penn, 13 offensive rebounds, and check this. This is almost unfathomable. 13 offensive rebounds that they turned into 23 second chance points. Penn also with a deep bench, outscoring the Ravens from the bench 26 to 17, and outscoring the Ravens in the paint 34 to 28. Each team with 3 blocks. The Ravens credited with 18 assists today, and again, 8 of them by Sam Ungashick. So, Sam having a fantastic game. 21 points here tonight for Sam. Waiting for Coach Moody to make his way back out here. So we're hoping that he has the opportunity to have a chat with his team and get here before they shut off the rest of the lights in the gym as the evening is moving along here. Joseph, you're not going to get another ID in this, so I'm just going to warn you. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Studios, did a great job tonight, every night. Going to be able to look forward to him next week doing excellent stuff. So, take care of us. Kind of babysits me out here. Somebody's got to do it. Joseph, thank you very much. A little tip of the hat also, as we did earlier, is the Ravens seasons are concluded. The men's and women both done now for Benedictine here on the 23rd of February. The Ravens Sports Information Director, Josh Pound, is always so helpful getting us lined up for all the equipment things and the technical things, home games, and, of course, whether it's home or away, keeping us up to speed with all the information and staying in touch with the other SIDs around the conference to kind of pave the way for us to be able to bring you these broadcasts with little to no difficulties or hitches. So we are glad. Oh, here comes Coach making his way across here. I have got his gear right here, and we're going to see how this goes. Yeah, we'll roll that around there somewhere, Coach, and I don't know if you can hear anything. Can you? You got it? All right. Well, I'll turn this where I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We got you good, man. Coach, this was a fantastic game, and I'm going to tell you what. Your team came out with determination, and they were – I've just not seen them do any better than this.
No, I mean, we just said that in the locker room. This probably was our best game we played all year. Both ends, honestly, even though we gave up 90, like, we defended with passion. We made buckets when we had to. We were aggressive. I thought we played really connected. We played, even the guys that came off the bench played well. It was a very efficient game. I mean, we made threes. We got to the line a lot. This thing came down to, like, you know, they make a couple of plays. A couple of plays go their way. A couple of plays go our way. A couple of, you know, whether we got a call or they got a call, it went down to the last possession. And I told the guys in overtime, I said, you know, if we'd have told you before half that we were going to go to OT with a chance to win this thing with 5 minutes left, would you take it? You know, and they said, hell yes. Heck yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I got you, man.
You know, I love this team. There's a lot of emotion in that locker room right now. We've got 5 guys that have given us 5 years. And you know, to end it kind of this way with an opportunity to knock off a team like this, it hurts. But, I'm very proud of all those seniors. I'm very proud of this team for the effort tonight. This is a tough team to beat in this gym.
Oh, my God.
We're one of the few that have done it a couple of times. But this is a tough place to beat William Penn. And I thought that the officiating – felt skewed, but in the end, you know, when you look at the numbers, it's probably pretty close. By the time it's all said and done, I mean, there were some tough calls and timely tough calls against us You know, that last one on Armad, I've not really ever seen that call made. But if he fouled him, he fouled him. You know, you got to go back to the film. But, you know, there's a lot of growth out of this game too, Tom. You know, so we're not going to hang our heads too much. We got to get back to work in a couple weeks and start building for 23-24.
Without spending the time to talk about every single guy, because they were so good. But Sam, oh my gosh, you know, I had a Jason Murray flashback at the end of the regulation when he came up to hit those free throws.
Yeah. Sam's a big time player, you know, and he's got a lot of moxie. I don't have the stats on me anymore, but you know, I know he banged in free throws and made some big plays. You know, he rebounds the ball. He's freshman of the year. I'm sure you announced that to these people.
Absolutely.
You know, he's freshman of the year. I cannot believe it's a travesty. You know, I can't really complain about the officiating, but if any other coaches are listening, it's a travesty that he's not on one of the first or second teams. That's an absolute joke, in my opinion. He should be a second teamer at minimum in this league. There's guys that aren't even still playing that are on that list. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. But I'll have to deal with that on my own. But Sam can play. I thought, you know, like, we got better. You know, I mean, like, even despite that losing streak, you know, we had there where we couldn't make any shots and some banged up guys weren't making plays, we've gotten better on offense, a little bit more efficient, and guys were aggressive. So, a lot of growth.
Big night, final night for Jaden Timmy. He had 17 tonight. And, yeah, there's a guy that brings so many things. He brings points, he brings rebounds, but there are intangibles for Jaden that you know, that you're going to you see from him.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to miss it too. I mean, that's the thing, you know, like, Jaden is one of the best leaders that we've got in the locker room, maybe that we've ever had in the locker room. He's so unselfish, never really has a bad day. You know, I can't even explain, Tom, how far our seniors have come from when we got them. You know, like Joel. Joel's was a skill thing. Like, Joel didn't know how to play basketball when we got him. He was very, very raw from a very small school in Illinois, and now he's out there, you know, defending and rebounding and making plays offensively, like, knows how to play the game. You know, Jaden Temme he couldn't read a scout because he was just kind of, you know, scared of it at times. And now, I mean, that guy's like the first guy to talk and the first guy to get in the huddle and tell him what we're going to do. And, you know, Ty, same thing. Like, they've just come so far as young men. There's, you know, Babbitt, but, like, watching those five guys grow. And then even just now in the locker room, them saying, you know, Jake Thompson didn't get in tonight. I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is. He's stepping up saying it's been so fun to watch you freshmen grow. And I'm excited to watch you in the future. You know, like, these are the kind of guys we have. You know,
for you in the program, it's great to be. What you're doing is you're turning out.
Think so. I think we are. You know, I'm very proud of the guys that graduate from our program. And, you know, I think that this game, like, this is the kind of games we want to be in. And this is we can be in these games. I mean, like, you know, like, we're not going anywhere. Benedictine basketball's not going anywhere. So, you know, we're going to take a lot of positives out of this. And I want to thank everybody that came to this game tonight. We got some parents here and just such a tough environment. I thought our guys just were so tough tonight. I thought we out-toughed them. I'll be honest. I mean, I just think, like, the way we play and the way we executed and the way we fought through some very difficult times as far as calls and everything else, I thought that we were the tougher team tonight and just weren't on the right end of the outcome.
Coach, thank you for everything you've done all year, and I see the guys coming out of the locker room, and they should be out here heads held high, man.
Yeah, I hope they will. That, you know, they're a strong group, and I want to say thank you to you for covering us all year, and anybody that was there in the gyms all week. I got a lot of text messages today and the last couple days about this game and everything else. Like, don't worry, we'll be back.
There you go. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Ravens. Appreciate it, man. And Joseph, going to wrap it up right here. Again, final score tonight in OT. Penn clinched to the win 90-88. Give a great show next week from High School Some States for Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here in mid-Iowa somewhere. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.